right. Here we go, guys. We're back for another episode of Just Trash Cast. We got a special episode today, and it's our first video episode, so this is hella weird. But we got Mom on the podcast today. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
So you had something funny earlier to talk about. What was your bad dream?
Oh, about Killer?
Yeah,
I had a dream that your stepfather killed my dog.
Yeah, that's let's get into that a little bit.
I don't remember exactly what went down, but apparently Killer had done something that Steve was not
chewed up a sock
happy with.
Yeah.
And he like gutted him and put him in the neighbor's garage.
Really?
And he was like, I killed your fucking dog. And I was just, you know, devastated. At first I was like, okay, what'd he do? And then I was devastated and it was awful. And then I woke up.
Yeah, that's a bit much. You don't think maybe that has to do with some of the shows you watch a little bit?
No.
No, not at all.
You know what it was? Is I watched that movie that your brother told me to watch.
Which one?
Good Night, Mommy.
That just sounds bad.
It was German, so it was subtitled the whole time. But
well, like, it's German. That's all he had to say.
It was fucking creepy, and she killed the little boy's cat, and I think that might have had something to do with it.
Yeah, I think so.
And then they put him in like this glass thing. With water.
You don't fuck with cats.
No, don't fuck with cats.
No, it's a good documentary, by the way. Just check it out. Have you seen it?
No, but I don't fuck with cats either.
You don't fuck with cats.
No. Well, you should watch that still. I'll check it out. All right. All right. Yeah, pause it. This is weird. I got to get used to this. All right. We're back. So, if you didn't notice yet, I rocked this just in your honor. Repping that Nazareth.
That's right.
That Nazareth right there. Just to bless the cast.
Jesus loves you.
Oh. Just to bless the cat. Jesus loves me.
Yeah. Amen. Isaiah would tell you that too.
Is that what
he's all about?
Star.
It. Jesus loves Star.
Is that what he says? I bet he said it. I wouldn't doubt it. That kid's awesome. No, but you saved me the other day. It was bad.
I almost forgot.
Yeah. So I hooked up with this chick the other day and it was an overnight thing. And it was bad. She just wouldn't stop kissing me and I didn't want to kiss anymore. My jaw was starting to hurt and I was like, but she was being very gentle about it. But so it was hard for me to have a gentle approach about it. And I started sweating because it was hot in her room. Oh. She just had a fan.
Oh,
but it was like a super nice house. It's better than the house I stay at. And I'm like, the AC's not on in this bitch, but she's Mexican too. So I'm like, you know, a Mexican family, you don't touch my AC. Uh-huh, like, I'm sure. Uh-huh. PG&E's always this every month, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Abuela, why? but no, I was like, she started like rubbing my chest and my cheeks and shit. And I was like, oh, God, I gotta get out of here. So I texted her and I was all, here, what did I say? I'm gonna go back and look. Oh, God, she just hit me up. She just hit me up on Snapchat.
Oh shit!
Oh my God! What is life like that? She literally just.
She can tell you're talking about her. You sent me the. Call me in an hour and say you're on your way.
Yeah, and let me tell you, almost 2 hours went by, and I'm like,
and then I got the fuck yo.
What the fuck yo? I'm like, I need that phone call. I need this phone call. I have to go.
I was like, oh shit.
She's falling in love and I don't need this. This isn't what I wanted. And it was so bad. And then she finally called me and I was like, hey, what's up? And you're like, hey. And I was like, oh God, this is bad. I was like, so you're on your way then, huh? And you're like, yeah. Yep. Totally on my way. So I'm like, sounds good. I'll head back to the house. Fucking. Love ya. She's all, so you gotta leave? I'm like, yeah, I gotta leave. Which I didn't have to. Just faking it out, pushing it out. Like, I just wanna go home. Like, I was there all day. She wanted to go for breakfast. We ate at Denny's. Neither one of us look good.
Ugh, the morning after Denny's is never, you're never cute.
And she put my shirt on, which I didn't like that. she just did it. And I was like, So do I get a shirt? She was like, I might have one for you. I'm like, what does this mean? I can't leave here without a shirt. And she gave me this fucking shitty little Bulldogs shirt.
Did you get your shirt back before you left?
No, that shirt's gone.
God, done.
It's done. I've done this a lot.
You gotta start wearing shirts you don't give a shit about.
I've lost many shirts, but you gotta flex.
You know what it took me back to, though, is when you were a little kid.
What?
Because I always be like, you could use me as an excuse. You'd be like, Mom, I don't want to go over there. I'd be like, tell him I said no. You don't remember that?
How young was I then?
Oh, God. I don't know. Elementary school.
Oh, that's great.
So-and-so said they want me to come spend the night, but I don't want to go. So tell them your mom said no. Huh. You always used me as an excuse.
That works. No, I know. And then sometimes I'd like go over to like Sebastian's or Zach's. I'm like, I don't want to be here anymore.
Uh-huh.
I'd come home. I gotta come home.
That's your uncle shit right there.
Yeah.
I know. I'm going to spend the night, I swear. And then in the middle of the night, Mom, I want to come home.
Dad grounded me for that one time.
Did he really?
Yeah, because the next day I was supposed to go fishing with him and shit, and him and all his buddies is when they were like, I don't even remember where we went or anything. I was so little, but they were going like toad hunting. I don't fucking know. There was toads though. I remember that. I saw fucking two fat toads hop in the river. But it's funny because like the main part I remember about that was waking up in the middle of the night and hearing Dad's buddy puke, like his brains out in his tent, and he sounded like a bear. And I was so fucking scared.
Scared.
And Dad's right there snoring next to me. And I'm like, dude, you need to wake up. I'm all, Dad. And he's all, what? I'm all, shit, it must be all right then. Maybe I shouldn't be afraid of bears. And then the next morning, woke up. I remember the drive back into town. We're in like a van, I think. Or something like that. There was a lot of people in there. It's probably like an SUV, I think, now that I think about it. But his buddy, the dude that was puking all night, still going. He's puking outside.
Oh, my God.
We're probably on like 168 coming back or some shit. But he was fucking puking his guts out.
Alcohol
but I remember,
poisoning much?
But I remember the night before, he had to come get me from Grandma Dawn's there at when she lived on the apartments.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he's all, fucking told you. Told you. He's all, I told you if I have to come get you later. You're not going to have to come get me. He's all, I told you.
I can't believe he came and got you, though.
No, yeah. And then on the fishing trip, like out there, he's all, yeah, he's grounded. And everybody's like, well, you're still brought fool.
He never quite grasped the concept of grounded.
No, he's all, he just gets the point. I'm going to let him come see what fun is, but I'm not going to show, he's not going to have all the fun.
Oh, your father.
So I didn't watch all the Stephen King movies.
Obviously.
But I watched Langoliers.
That's the only one?
Yeah, and it's probably the worst one. I don't know. I'm not... I don't think that was the one to start with. It's probably dampened my spirits on it a little bit.
I think maybe you had to have read the book.
Well, I mean, that's every case, but I'm not going to read the fucking
book. I know you're not going to read the fucking book. It's excessive. It's a short story.
How many books have you read on him? How many books does he have? It's got to be over 10,000.
I mean, the bookcase is full, and I don't have them all. Because, you know, in leaving
and that's your
father
a lot of books.
And then leaving Jack, there were many left behind.
So what's your favorite book?
The Stand, Always and Forever.
Okay.
Why? I've read it like 7 times.
7? Only 7?
I've also listened to it on Audible multiple times, but then the pandemic came out and I was like, this might be a little too heavy for right now.
This is heavy. Yeah, I almost watched it and I was like, man, that's like 5 movies.
Dude, it was so good.
Well,
the remake?
I remember the actors. Was it?
Remake? The one I brought you was the original, yeah.
But the remake is good?
Oh my God.
Because it's on Hulu.
No, it's on Prime and I paid for it, so you can watch it.
Oh, and it's good?
Oh my God.
Who's in it?
So usually when I watch a Stephen King movie, you know, yeah. I'm like, this isn't right. That's not right. They cut this person out. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
They really...
Like Tower.
Oh my God, that was fucking horrible.
I don't know why you brought that one to watch.
I don't know. I told you when I handed it to
you. The only part
I
like from that movie
one.
Where he's like, what is this drink? And he's all sugar. And he's like, He just drinks. That's the best part.
It's like $7 in fucking an hour and a half movie. Like, no. No. Yeah. It was terrible. I'm so disappointed. Anyway, what was I talking about?
The stand. The new one. The new stand.
Yeah. So usually I'm, the whole time I'm watching a Stephen King movie, I'm dissecting everything I hate about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or everything that's wrong. And I just sat and watched that movie. Like, Steve would try to come in and talk to me and I'd be like,
get out!
Right now!
Leave!
And he's like, damn, okay.
So I might be sleeping on the couch tonight.
It was really, really good. James Marsden is Stu.
Oh, that's amazing.
Uh-huh.
And that's so good.
It's a fucking great job.
All right, yeah, I gotta watch that.
It's so good.
I love me some James Mars.
Yes.
He's the dude.
He does, and he's Stu. Like, and then Greg Kinnear is the old guy that smokes weed.
What?
The pothead.
I love
dude.
Greg Kinnear.
Dude, and he's the
pothead. I love both of
he's
them.
He's the pothead. Like, oh my God, he's so great.
That's awesome. You know, he's been in like two Jesus Talks to Me movies.
Greg Kinnear? Yeah.
Yeah. He's in that one where
with
he's
the
all
mail.
Letters to Jesus.
Yes.
And then there's like one called Dear Jesus.
Yeah. I know your nanny used to make me watch those fucking movies.
It just makes me laugh. Sometimes. I like the older one. I haven't watched the new one.
The mailman one?
Yeah.
It was a good movie.
That one's good. I won't watch the new one though.
But we watched that shit on VHS.
Gangster. I remember VHSs. You remember VHSs?
Yeah. I had all the shits on VHS. The Rugrats movie.
Yep. Oh, hell yeah. Yep. He had the Rugrats movie.
Do you, what about Harriet the Spy?
No. Dennis the fucking Menace?
I don't know. I never rocked that. I didn't get that one.
No, Harriet was better.
I wasn't brought up on the Dennis the Menace.
What's the baseball one?
Sandlot.
Yeah, that shit's hard. Alfalfa, fire.
That's a different movie, but yeah.
I'm saying that movie's
oh,
fire.
That's Little Rascals.
Little Rascals. Yeah. He said Alfalfa, fire.
Grandma Brenda had nothing but VHS on deck, so I've probably seen everything. The Adam Sandler ones, Happy Gilmore.
Oh, yeah.
All of that.
Hell yeah. We got Rubes behind the situation, behind the scenes. He's handling the fucking the
yes,
setup.
Can I hit the vape?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
Just when you're finished, bring it back into my vicinity.
Yeah,
gotcha. So what were we talking about again?
The stand.
Yeah.
And the Langoliers and that you hated it.
Yeah, dude. Well, at the end, I mean, oh my God. They should have just, why is, so like the first 20 minutes, it's like they're just going to be on the plane the whole time. In the description for the movie, it makes it seem like they're stuck on the fucking plane. So I was like, all right, I was going, I smoked a lot of weed before this, okay? Because I've already seen a couple Stephen King movies, and I'm like, all right, Desperation's cool.
Yes.
That's the one with Hellboy, right?
Yes.
I like that one. Besides
Ron Perlman.
Besides the part where the dude slipped, where he soaps up and slips through the jail bars, I'm like, whatever, but.
You don't like that part?
I don't know. He looked weird. I didn't dig it. Okay. I watched it like when I was like 10 with Shiloh, and that part made me uncomfortable. I don't know why.
It just kind of gave you the willies.
I was like, dude, there wasn't even that much soap. Like
that book's up there.
You got them all up there.
Not all.
But okay, so favorite book is The Stand.
Yes.
Favorite movie. And why? That's a harder one.
That's a harder one. They did a really good job with the new It.
My favorite movie is
Interstellar. I didn't watch the second one yet.
I haven't.
That's not Stephen King.
No, it's not.
You're going off topic, dude.
Movie in general, shout out to Interstellar.
I still haven't watched that. We might watch that tonight.
That shit made me cry.
We might watch that tonight when we go to my house.
I don't think
house.
I've seen
Matthew
that.
Matthew McConaughey's best work. All right, I'm done.
Like just a standalone movie or like one that was a series? Does it matter? Do you care?
Movie.
Shit. Probably Secret Garden, even though they changed the ending.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
It's a Stephen King. It's one of the ones I gave you to watch, son.
Is that the
Johnny Depp?
Oh, that one's good. They changed the ending?
Yes.
Where she's in the corn?
In the book, he dies.
Oh, and he's in the corn?
Yeah.
But she's
not?
No,
he's not in the corn, but.
So who ends up in the corn?
Nobody ends up in the corn. She gets
what?
Away.
No, I don't like that. I like it better when she ends up in the corn.
I think. Mind you, it's been a long time.
What, are you going to Google it?
I think I have to Google it
you
now.
You going to Wikipedia?
I got to prove it to myself.
You got to prove it. I like that because then he even eats. He's like eating the corn.
I know because he has to keep eating it. Yeah, he has to keep eating it.
What is that, like a cannibal thing? No, he just had
because that's like his whole thing through the movie.
He just has to keep eating the corn.
That's the short story. Remember that he stole is about the husband that kills his old lady and puts her under the corn.
I haven't watched it in so long.
Yeah,
I gotta watch it again. I hated the Langoliers.
I haven't read
though.
The book in a long time, so.
Because it's like, they should have never left the fucking plane, and then they get to the airport, and it just pissed me off. The way they even went into the airport, like, you mean to tell me there wasn't an open door? They had to go through the fucking luggage thing?
Well, it's like dead time. Like, everything's dead.
But the doors were open. Later on, they walk through doors.
There's a pet cat. Maybe it's a dog. Come on, just tell me what the fuck.
But they're like, let's go through the fucking luggage. And then Mr. Toomey.
I love Mr. Toomey.
Mr. Toomey is the best part of the movie is when he sees like the wax people faces.
Oh my god, right?
That's the best part. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's the best part.
Mort is killed by the police in the end.
What? I forgot.
Johnny Depp.
Oh. Oh, so he gets like what shot up?
And then he reveals
the
that
do, right?
Yeah, that's what they do.
True that.
Blotted it.
And then he they reveal that Shooter was real, having been brought to life by Mort, and leaves a note saying he returned to Mississippi.
No corn.
What was I gonna say? I don't know. It's like the Dark Half. So the Dark Half.
Is that another one of the ones you gave me?
No, the movie was terrible. The book, so good. But he does the same thing. The guy that he writes about, George Stark, ends up coming to life and killing all of his, like his publisher and his.
Wasn't that like a alias he went by?
No, Richard Bachman. Those are up there too. The Bachman books.
Okay.
One of those is Rage. That's not printed anymore because it's about a school shooter.
Wow.
But I found it.
Oh, okay. Because school shooters are...
They won't print it
They're
anymore.
Negative. They're not positive.
Yes. But he did that book way before
Columbine. Even though you have like two sons that look like school shooters. Present company excluded.
That is not far off.
So what's funny is this is kind of like... Almost like a part of your dream. Do you think this obsession could leave us with evidence of the criteria that radicalized you to kill your husband, also my stepfather, in the near future? That was a lot to get out right now.
That was a lot. Are you trying to say that I'm going to kill your stepfather in the near future?
No.
Necessarily.
But if said so, certain facts happen.
I don't get that much money if he dies.
Killer.
It's not really enough to.
No, not enough to tempt you. Where are you going? Good stuff. So, how's the TikTok been?
Oh my god.
You thriving on the talk?
It's too much. Okay, so at first I was like, that's for 12-year-olds. What the fuck? That's lame.
Do you want to see my favorite TikTok?
Oh my god. Do I? I don't know.
Hold on.
I can't hear it.
I have to wait for it to start over. It already started.
Instagram bios be caught you lurking like I'm fucking Joe Goldberg or something. Anyway, what do you think the world would be like if I'm known as white?
Caught you lurking like I'm fucking Joe Goldberg. There's so much to break down.
She's going a little too hard there.
That's so fucking great, dude. That's my favorite shit. I'm not even on TikTok, but Seth sent me that, and I had loved it.
I sent him shit.
And too. I just wanted to share that
I stopped
with you.
Sending you shit because you fucking...
Talk shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
You made fun of me.
That's what I do, though. I'm gonna make fun of you for being on TikTok. It's a mandatory. What's the time looking like?
19.
All right, cool. So... I didn't like the ending of the Langoliers either. It was just like big space meatballs with chainsaw teeth.
It was, and it was.
And what was the point? They were eating time? They were stuck in time?
No.
They were stuck in yesterday?
So, like, they come behind time and eat. Yeah. So it's not just chilling out there.
So they were just stuck in the past because they got on a plane?
Yeah, and like the plane, like Twilight Zoned back in time. But
what happened to everybody on it? I didn't watch it all, dude. That movie could have ended 7 times.
The only... Yes, you said this.
Like, I was like, this fucking shit is still going. Like, they got back on the plane. I was like, it's over, right? Nah.
Nah.
Another fucking 30 minutes.
The only reason that they made it is because they were sleeping.
What? They were sleeping the whole time on the plane?
So when it went through the time warp, they were sleeping. So they didn't like...
Oh, so everybody else died though?
Yeah.
I hated the blind girl.
You missed so... Why? You missed so much when you don't terribly. Read the book. She was not a very good actress.
If she didn't have those glasses on, she would have been garbage.
Yep.
And they take them off like at one point. I'm like, fuck, is that a boy?
Oh, it's a girl.
It could have been a boy. Had Mark's hair.
Okay, so you want to know what the biggest thing that stuck out about that story for me when I was a kid and I read it? Because I was 14 or 15.
Mm-hmm. Was it Toomey?
No. The cigarettes. All I could think about was the endless supply of cigarettes that they had there.
You're all, that's gangster.
And then they try to like smoke them, but there's no flavor. But then like at some point, the flavor
start coming back. Like,
and all I could think was, oh my God, I'd be smoking cigarettes. When
the dude cigarettes. Drinks the berries, oh, it's the best beer I've ever had. And I was like, that's
great. Because that one girl, what's her name? Bethany, Brittany, Becky, the teenager.
With the fucking, the fiend.
Yes.
The fucking drug addict chick.
Yes, I related to her.
Oh, and that dude who was supposed to be a teenager, that was a 28-year-old man.
I know.
They're all, you killed a kid. I was like, that's a man, bro. That guy's older than me. Like, his name was Tommy or some shit. Dude had chest hair poking out of his shirt. I was like, nah, son. Unless he's Italian, that's a no, fam. Like,
I don't know. Jack had full on beard and Jesus hair at fucking 14.
And then the Australian dude was a bit much. He was just on it from the get go. He's like, I'm on it, mate. I'm your best friend. And then he's all, Mr. Tim. He's all grabbing him by the nose and his nose is bleeding. He's all, I'll show you what the hell is up with it. he was too much all at once. He's all, what's going on, mate? You're the pilot, man. You wearing a shirt? You must be the pilot.
You do a good,
I do it.
Australian accent.
Yeah.
I'm impressed right now.
He's all, apparently, they go to the front of the thing. He's all, apparently, we got to get in this cockpit, huh? And then he goes to grab. He's all, oh, guess we got to break in. And then, like, when they go to do it, they're just like, ugh, and it opens. And you're like, what the fuck?
It was done a long time ago. It's cheesy.
No, I know. But still.
I know.
I'm still going to rag on it. But, and then it was funny, because when I thought they could all die, like when Toomey shot Tommy, and he didn't bleed, I was like, this fucking movie. It's like, boy's got no blood, because they grabbed him like he was dying. They were like, Tommy. And he was like, oh, I'm fine. I was like, ah, you better be, bitch. It's like, God damn it. You ain't, no, that's a no. It angered me so much. But it was, I don't know. It was all right. I just like, the dude from the Green Mile was all right. He played it cool. He had a stash going. Killer stash.
Yeah.
Everybody else I hated, though.
The Green Mile is a pretty good adaptation of the book.
The Green Mile? Is that a Stephen King?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Oh, we gotta talk about this.
Where movie, have you been?
That movie is so good.
He's not all horror. You
well,
know?
Yeah. Stand by me. That's my shiz. I dropped my comb.
You know what the book is actually called? Well, the story. The Body.
Oh. Oh, that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Man, that's rough too. When they get there and they find the body.
Like, oh my God. Shit. They're like, this is not cool.
They're
anymore.
Like, we should not have did this, dude.
This is not cool.
I don't
anymore.
Know why it'd be cool for us to find this. And then they're all eating. What were they eating? Were they eating s'mores or hot dogs? Whatever the fuck. And then the fat dude drops his s'more and he's all, fuck
was
you
it a
guys.
S'more or
I got
it. Hot dog?
It was a s'more because it melted off his stick. And yeah. He dropped it in the fire. But yeah. He picks it up and he's like, yeah, I got it. That's a good movie.
That is a good movie. Every little boy should watch that movie.
What do they call him? What do they call that dude? The writer dude. They like rag on him or some shit. I don't know. Whatever. Chopper. Sick balls.
Oh, yeah. Chopper, sick balls. Yes. Yes.
The ear guy.
Corey Feldman.
Yes.
Yes. He had the crazy loon dad. They talk about Teddy Duchamp. He's in other books, too.
Teddy Duchamp?
Yes. What's that's
that?
His name.
Who's that one?
That's Feldman.
He's in other books?
Yeah. The characters in other
like,
books.
Like, what does he do?
Stuff. They're ancillary characters.
I don't know what the fuck that means. How we doing on time over there? We got five? Yeah, let's cut it. Let's take a break.
Stony and Mama Stony.
Oh, my hand's all sweaty.
That looks fucking great.
Yeah,
let's check it out. Ugh. Check out the quality. Probably still processing. Holy shit, it is pretty sick. Dude, that's cool. He's got it like cut to where it doesn't even show the pictures. It's just like the brick
part. It zooms in and out a couple times. I focus on your faces here and there.
Oh my god, my laugh.
You're never gonna like how you sound.
I know.
Dude, you should see recording music.
It's yeah, like, it's the worst. It's
oh, I couldn't. I don't know how you guys do that shit.
Especially when you're trying to be like, yeah, or like, yeah.
I can't. I don't. I was fifth grade. I did a musical where I sang, and that was the last time.
You guys have USB? I need a charge.
What do you mean?
Like a regular phone charger? Like a
micro?
I like that you got my tattoo arm tag.
Oh shit, you gotta stop.
And you live?
We're good? Alright.
Okay, so mean tweets.
Yep, show me these talks.
Hold on, I gotta find a good one.
What?
There's tons of them.
You didn't have one on deck right now? What have you been doing? Just staring at the homepage? Oh, I've seen these. Everybody's watching these.
Okay, well, that's what I was talking about.
Well, where's the De Niro one?
Oh, you want the De Niro one?
I want the De Niro
okay,
one.
Okay, hold on. Let me hit you with the De Niro.
Show me those. Those were bland as fuck.
Hold on.
God damn. Jesus Christ. And I feel that way about you.
He goes
you.
Off.
God damn. God damn.
The De Niro, man.
Those are great.
I know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm into.
Yep. That's great. All right.
Fuck you.
TikTok land, everybody. Awesome. Okay.
I don't appreciate your condescending.
You're fucking up the continuity of the video.
Attitude.
Hey. What, dude? Jesus. God. What?
He wants love.
Okay. We'll just like chill for a second or something.
Chill, bro. Chill.
Hey, kill or kill.
Yo, killer, kill B.
What?
Did you see him?
Who should I kill?
Who do I need to kill, Mom?
Who am I getting?
Kill it. Always them kill it.
Get all your right. Ball. Go get all your right. Ball. So.
Get your ball. Get it. Kill it. There you go.
Jesus Christ. All right, hold on.
Gotta reevaluate this. All right.
This is a great first video episode. So just a little test to see how good of a Stephen King fan you are.
Let's do this. Did you pull this offline? This quiz?
No, I fucking thought of it.
You fucking smart ass.
I fucking thought of it, dude. You know what?
That's
I lied the whole time. I watched every movie every night. So what was the first novel he ever published?
Published? Oh, I know this. It was... I can't remember right now.
Take a little bit of time. You can't remember just flat out?
I know it.
All right, well, do you want to know the choices?
Yes.
Was it The Shining, Carrie, or Rage?
Rage was a short story. Carrie, I believe.
Oh, hold on. I forgot to push start. One second. Shit. Oh, Carrie was right.
Wait.
Nope, Carrie was right.
Carrie was right.
Carrie was right. Of course. Okay. Okay. Which book is about a man who has an evil-hearted twin?
Dark Half.
Fuck. You're right. I've seen that. That's where the dude has like a tumor, right?
He's like rotting.
But there's a tumor?
No.
There's like early when he's a kid, he doesn't have like a tumor, and then they found like a tooth in his head.
And he hears like the birds.
Yeah, it's got that one fuck. That one dude.
Timothy Hutton.
I mean, yeah, whatever. But, but you know what I'm talking about, right? Yes. They find the thing in his head and there's like, was this a tooth? I just remember that. The doctor was like, it's a tooth. And they're like, that's weird. It's like, yeah, it is kind of weird. Okay. Which book did King allow to go out of print due to negative publicity? Rage. Yeah, fuck. Yeah, you got that one too.
I know.
Fuck, you're going to nail this thing. I knew it, dude. I went through like 7 quizzes and I was like, she's going to fucking slaughter these, dude. I was like, I feel like I know which ones these answers are.
Through osmosis?
Yeah. Okay. What novel was the winner of the 1987 British Fantasy Award?
Fantasy. What was the year?
87.
Fantasy. The Wizard.
You keep going. Don't let him distract you.
He already did.
They probably didn't even hear that.
now I'm questioning myself. Eyes of the Dragon?
It's not even a choice.
Oh, shit. What's the choices?
It, Pet Sematary, and Roadwork.
Fantasy. It?
Fuck, yeah, it was. He knew it. One for Rubes.
Eye of the Dragons is only fantasy. Well, I mean, I guess they all are.
Pet Sematary is garbage.
Pet Sematary is fucking great.
It's terrible. The remake?
No.
Was shit, dude. The and there's an alternate ending, and it's even worse than the real ending.
Yeah, I wasn't happy with the remake.
Okay. I wouldn't watch the first one either.
First one.
I mean, why would you ever? Why? I mean, the cat the whole time. I watched the podcast that reviewed that movie, and they were like, "Okay, so obviously, why the fuck would you keep that cat?"
Right. Church, Winston Churchill. Yeah.
God, terrible. Cold Mountain State Penitentiary is the setting for which book?
Sleeping Beauties.
It's not a choice.
What are my choices?
We just talked about it. I'm pretty sure.
The Stand.
Nope.
No.
It's Hey Balls.
Oh, Green Mile.
Yeah. I'm sure that's it. Yep. See, I got that one.
See, I'm not going to get them all.
Fuck, this sucks, dude. See, I got that one. What's up, dude?
Sir?
I don't even read that shit. Getting It On was originally the title for which book?
Getting It On?
Yeah. Getting It On. Not like getting it on. Getting it on, but that's not much better.
It's not. What are my choices?
Rage, Misery, and Rose Matter.
Rage.
Fucking nailed it.
He's biting the wires, buddy.
Oh, yeah, is. Just pop him out.
Just kick him, dude. He'll fucking get out of there. Don't let him bite those wires. God damn it, cat.
He'll kill himself.
He will.
Marley!
Or he'll just ruin my tech. Marley! Which one is that? All right. Marley.
Go on.
Piece of shit, cat. Come here, big cat.
He's not.
He's not gonna.
You pissed him off.
I did. Yeah, get out of here.
The Regulators?
Wrong. It was Thinner.
Oh, burn.
Fucking one wrong. You're not perfect. He didn't use It was 12 years. He didn't use it again till 96, 12 years after thinner. So why would that be the last time?
They said before everybody found out, but he still put out another book after.
Oh, shit. This just keeps going, dude. Which book won the 2006 Bram Stoker Award?
What are my options?
From Buick 8 or from a Buick 8? Lizzie's
story.
Fucking shit. That's the one. Which novel has a pop-up book adaptation?
Dark Tower.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
What are the options?
Needful Things? No. Misery?
No.
And The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon? Misery. It was The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon.
That's one of my least favorite Stephen King books. I won't say I don't like it because it's about a little girl that gets lost in the woods and she starts hallucinating.
Oh, dude, this is fucking too easy right here.
Yeah. No, that's just his answer for. He's like, that's the one I know.
No, he said too easy. So.
Doctor Sleep is the sequel to which novel?
Oh, The Shining.
Yeah,
everybody fucking knows that.
Should have just did it anyway. Which book features an apocalypse brought about by digital technology?
Oh, The Cell.
What? Just Cell.
Just Cell.
Not The Cell, right?
Yeah.
That's J-Lo.
That's J-Lo, yeah.
All right, because I was like, that's Stephen King? If so, that's one I've ever seen.
No. John Cusack stars in the movie, though.
John Cusack? Which novel is...
Did you tickle yourself with that one?
I like that. I don't know. That was a good one. John Cusack. Which novel is first to feature Bill Hodges, a retired police detective?
Mr. Mercedes.
Fucking nailed her. Which book was adapted into a CBS TV series in 2013?
In 2013, The Stand.
Yeah. No, Under the Dome.
Oh!
Stank!
Man.
All right.
I didn't watch that one.
Oh.
Well, I read the books.
There you go.
They're up there.
I bet they are. which novel was which novel was released as a series of 6 paperback books from March
the
to
Green Mile.
Oh, shit. Damn, she knew he was on that one. She was like, 6 paperback books? There's only one of those.
6 of them, right?
Not 5, not 7?
I bought those fuckers as they came out. That's why.
I've bought 3 books. What's up?
Yeah, you have.
It was dope.
I bet it was, dude.
Marley.
Mar!
Calm down.
The fucking continuity.
He doesn't give a shit about your continuity.
In which book do a group of teenage boys participate in a grisly contest of willpower? That sounds kind of gay.
That's The Long Walk, no?
It is.
Yeah. They all die. It's really... that one, I got to the end and I was like, really? That's it? That's fucked up.
You're all dude. I liked like 3 of those characters.
That's a Bachman. That's a rough one.
Which novel was turned into a feature-length film starring Kathy Bates?
Misery. Dolores Claiborne. It's either one of those.
Yep.
There's 2 of them.
It's Dolores.
That's a trick question. There's 2.
But they didn't even have Misery on here as an option.
See, that's bullshit. There's 2. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, you know what? You can fucking tweet play.howstuffworks.com for this bullshit. Which, where's the end of this test? Like, there's a bottom. Oh, there's not a bottom. Wait, is there a bottom?
There's got to be a bottom.
I feel like it just keeps getting more.
It's bottomless.
I lost where I was. Hold on. Shit. Oh. Which 1987 novel is closer to science fiction than horror? The Talisman or The Talisman, Gerald's Game, and The Tommyknockers.
Tommyknockers.
Gerald's Game. Isn't that a movie on Netflix?
Yes.
The Tommyknockers is correct.
It's also his least. He hates that book. He was on massive amounts of cocaine when he wrote it. He's like, that. You know how you say the Langoliers could have ended seven times? That's what he says about the Tommyknockers, basically.
Yeah.
He's like, I could have ended that book so many times, but I was all coked out and I just kept going.
He's all, a lot of those movies, I was on way too much coke, dude. What if they just did this, man? Why would they go through the door? You know, go through the luggage thing. Fuck it.
And I loved it. I thought it was great.
That was my biggest beef. They got there and they were like, there's no other way in. What? There's not one fucking door around the whole place? You've been walking through doors this whole time. Doors are open still. Nah, luggage. That's how we're getting in here. All right. In which book does Captain Trips devastate
the Stand?
Oh, shit. That's fucking... Yep. All right. Well, I think it's safe to say you fucking beat this thing. Because...
You got me on a couple.
That's The Shining. I just got one, dude.
There you go.
I'm playing it myself now. Fuck this. Which novel did King say he... Oh, he's fucking... Wait, maybe not. Which novel did King say he can hardly even remember writing?
The Tommyknockers?
That's not an option.
What are my options?
Rage, Christine, and Cujo. And I think I know which one it is.
He can hardly remember writing.
It's Cujo. Bam!
Ooh, check you out.
Get out of here. I don't even read. All right, I think we're done, dude. What's the time at?
At 17.
Really? 15. Fucking nailed her. I think we're going to close it up.
Okay.
It's been fun.
Been real.
Fucking word, dude. Shout out Nazareth again one more time. My boy JC up there.
Oh, Jesus loves you.
Yep.
Isaiah says so.
I bet he does. Hit her out, bud. All right. Yep. You gotta hit the thing, though.